Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the greatest weekly internet global show on this face of the earth, the Minister Cynthia Williams Blog Talk Radio Show. We are so excited that you have allowed us into your world, and hopefully you are ready to receive some very powerful information surrounding life itself from our host Minister Williams and her call-in guest and listeners. If you have questions or just want to add a comment, just push the number one key on your phone. Well, here is our most beautiful, caring, and loving host. Do not forget, knowledge.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. As I talk to you here from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States of America, and I'm telling you, many of you are much aware of what's going on here in the United States, and especially here in Chicago, Illinois, Midwest, one of the big cities here, large populations of African Americans. It's just horrifying. As many of you are aware of Chi-Raq, which was a movie produced and directed by Spike Lee, a prominent African American writer, producer, who's always made films that were outside the box, that were very shocking and makes us think of the reality of what's going on here in America in regards to those who are outside of the majority. I'm not going to use the word minority. I don't like that because we're not a minority. Let's use the word people that are marginalized, people who are not part of the majority population, which does not mean that we are less than. And I think we got to really be careful about our language as we talk about those who are dominant wherever we live in the global community. You have the Russians, you have the Turkish government, you have many governments around the world that are considered the dominant government. And those of us who are not a part of that race, ethnicity, or culture, sometimes we refer to as marginalized people. We're pushed and dominated by those in those positions of power so much around the globe. But here in Chicago, we just finally, after 13 months, got the information, the video, that, and we saw the young man that got shot. And he wasn't doing anything but walking on down the street. Probably one of the things that the police do here in Chicago is they pick up little black boys and drop them off in areas and neighborhoods that are foreign to them. In that particular area over there, I remember years ago, I used to go over there. I had a bank over there. I'm a former teacher educator. And there's a bank on 44th and Pulaski. This young man got shot on 41st and Pulaski. So I'm familiar with that neighborhood. Years ago, there was predominantly a Slavic people, Serbian, Croatian, Russian type people that were over there. In fact, now they tell me more Latinos, more Hispanics are living over there. But pure predominantly Caucasian, and those white police officers, more than likely, the backstory dropped him off into that community, because I know people are wondering, why was he there? Was he really the person they claim punching holes and tires or whatever? But they do that. They've done that here in Chicago. Take black young men and drop them off in other areas, in dangerous other gang areas. It's a tradition, an undercover tragic tradition that police do here. Because there's a culture in the policing across this country of authority, domination. You got to do what I got to do. When it comes to those who are not part of the Caucasian dominant population, those who are Caucasian in the culture of policing, the reality is they feel a need to not serve and protect we who are outside of their dominant culture, but to serve and protect the property. First of all, we have to remember, to serve and protect really means about protecting property and then those who are part of the dominant culture. It's a tragic, sad situation, but this has been going on for years here in Chicago and across this country. And around the globe, I want to say that those in dominance, they do this. They genocide people. They kill people. This is a fact. We got to deal with that reality. It's sad that men, and let me put it this way, I'm an African descended woman, that men, I don't know if it's the testosterone or what, need to have a power, and control each other. I'm sorry, I'm just talking on and on and on. I'm just so upset by this happening, and I know many of you are aware of a 16, 17-year-old boy. It's tragic, but it's a reality. Jack, do we have any phone calls, Brother Cliff, my Muslim brother?
Mr. Glover is on the line, but...
Okay. Well, the phone call. I'd like to say to all of you, Mr. Glover, hold tight for a second. I'd like to say a shout-out to my co-host, Mama AZ. She's not feeling well. She's really dealing with the physical inharmonies that she has as she lives on this planet. So right now she's into hibernation. I did talk to her, but she's having a problem with her phone, but physically she's not feeling well. So what we all just come together in a mastermind and put positive thoughts towards her. Because we are spiritual beings in a physical body, and we go through different things, and we have these physical inharmonies, I call them. And I just want to send a prayer out to her, a shout out to her, that the healing power of God is moving from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And she is healed right now. We have to affirm that. We are more than the body. We are physical, spiritual, but we're spiritual beings. So today is Grab Bag because I don't have a guest on. I'm the guest, and I have Mr. Glover, who's on the line, and my Muslim brother, who's my tech support. We all will talk about whatever, and any of you, feel free to call in anything that you would like to ask a question about and to share. Also, remember now, I'm clairvoyant. I say that to say to you that if you want a reading, I'll give you a quick reading for any of you who may want to know something about what may be going on to you from the spirit realm. So I'm available for you. Call 646-478-0215 and punch 1. And my tech support, my Muslim brother, who I really respect and love for because he is not gender biased. I appreciate that in Brother Cliff and Brother Glover, who's on the line. So put Brother Glover on now, please. Thank you so much.
Mr. Glover, I guess he just wants to listen because that's press for him to talk.
He just wants to listen now. Okay. Well, what I'm saying today is Grab Bag. I have tried, and I'm getting guests on. So I appreciate all of you who have been listening and archiving the show. We've had some fantastic people on. Some of our past guests, we had Sophia Stewart, who is the original, and a lot of people are not going to believe this, the original author and writer of the book The Third Eye, which is the basis for The Matrix and The Terminator. Fantastic movie that has been produced, Matrix and The Terminator. But no one would know that a black female science fiction writer wrote the book that was the basis. She can tell you everything that the basis of The Matrix is about and The Terminator. And what happens is, the struggle is, when we who are, as I say, marginalized people do sexual things, it's hard to believe. And this is the problem with the history telling in this country, is that those of us who are outside the dominant culture are disenfranchised from those things that we have created, those things that we have contributed towards the world in many levels. Give me an example, the light bulb. A lot of people, well, Edison did the light bulb. It was someone else that did the light bulb, Tesla and Edison, and they did different ways that the electricity was moved through AC and DC. But let me tell you something that you probably don't even realize. There was a black man that found how to keep the light on, some filament. He created that. He worked with Edison. But you would never know it because we are, and those of us who are part of this culture who have contributed are not recognized. It is hard for us to believe because we're not taught that. We have to teach that on our own in our family structures, the history of our people. We have people in our families, and we don't realize it. As African-descended people, Khmer-descended people, because we have been beat down on 300 years of slavery, not to respect our contributions. We were treated as chattel slaves. And we, for 300 years, that's a long time, to mentally, emotionally, and psychologically beat a people down. We still struggle with that because the education we get, the free education, does not teach us of what we are historically. You may hear we are kings and queens, but what does that mean? The details and specifics of how we have contributed to the culture here in America. But as I say, if you have any comments or anything you would like to share, please punch one and share your thoughts, your comments or statements, and share with us. And as I said, if you want a reading, I can give you a psychic reading, a quick psychic reading. And I've been gifted that way. I've come into the world with that ability as a psychic and medium. Cliff, any more phone calls?
We do not have any. It's people that are listening, but there's no one there that wants
I'm
to
so
come
glad.
To
I'm so glad there are people that are listening. But don't be afraid. Just punch one. As I'm saying to you, give you a little history, Sophia Stewart. Black female science fiction writer has been on and will come on again. We've had the controversy with the Honorable Dorothy Brown, who is the clerk of the Cook County Circuit Court, and the travels, the things that she's going through in regards to some political, you say, I say that because Chicago is really known for its political issues with different people as they hold office here in Chicago. We've had a couple of governors, and one right now, Governor Blagojevich, that's in prison for what he supposedly or what they proved that he was giving a payola, what do you call it? I do something for you, you do something for me. And he was just overboard, I believe, in this whole political process we have here in Chicago. You scratch my back, I scratch your back, that kind of thing. And he just was just so boisterous with it. He just overdid that way that people do things here in politics, that they got mad at him. And they said, well, no, you're just too egocentric. We can't have you doing that continuously.
Yeah,
so they said, well, put him in prison. We have a caller. Yes, caller. What is your name? What's your name and where you're calling for your question or statement, please? Thank you for calling.
773-585.
Good morning. This is Donnell Glover from Chicago. How are you two doing?
We're doing fine. Doing fine. Grab bag today. We're working on this. Yes, sir.
That's good. The statement that I want to make, I want to comment on a statement that you made earlier. Blacks are no longer the minority. Here in Chicago, there's about 34% white folks and there's 35% black folks, or so-called black people. And then the rest of the percentage is Mexicans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But 80% of the stuff that we daily use was invented by black folks. And, you know, what's happening is the white race is dying out, because there's more white women gravitating toward black men who create black babies, and there's more white men gravitating toward black women who create more black youth. And I don't know, it's a sad thing what my race of people is doing. Very few families of color have mirrors in their houses simply because they really don't like looking at themselves. They self-hatred, you know, they dislike each other. And if there's a dark complexion daughter and a lighter complexion daughter, the lighter complexion daughter get better treatment than the darker complexion daughter. And that's terribly, terribly wrong. And we as people of color allow other races to define who and what we are. I get angry if somebody calls me black, not simply because of that, because I am not a black man. The word black means evil. And I tell white folks all the time, you are not white people. There's nothing pure about you. I used to tell my boss that all the time, you know. So I know we just, as a race of people, got to wake up and start paying more attention to our youth. And I said, the reason why I don't talk about the team, the boys, and their pants hanging down, because I remember when I grew up, the adults was talking about how the youth was wearing clothes and et cetera. And then I turn around, my friends talk about their sons, how they wear clothes. And believe it or not, all across this world, there are other teen boys, Chinese, white boys, and instead of dressing like our youth. You know, so, I mean, that's their statement. So I don't know. You know, we just got to wake up as a people and realize who we are and feel that we're not African-Americans, because Germans don't call themselves German-Americans, simply because that's a statement of non-existent, which means that if we African-Americans, we should be able to show on the map what country we come from. And there's no such country. So it's all part of psychological warfare to keep us controlled, keep us in a mental slave-like condition.
Mr. Glover, I really appreciate your comment, because I had made up my mind a while back I was not going to use that word minority. And thank you for those statistical numbers. I say the dominant culture, which is Caucasian, this is the terminology I use, to designate those people, like you said, they're not pure. Well, literally none of us are. But then when we think about it, that's a big continent, and that African name is the Italian man's name. So I want to ask you, because I'm very respectful of you and how you understand language, when we speak of who and what we are, and quote unquote again, Italian man, that's the name of that continent, based on an Italian man's name, commit is another name, how would you say we should describe ourselves? Not black, not African American, but what word would you, or words you would think describe who and what we are when we speak of us?
What I describe myself and what I tell my 28 daughters and 3 sons, you are not black, you are not white, you are a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no other way to describe it. I mean, we all mm-hmm. are human. Our people are the mothers and fathers of
everyone.
Race.
That's right.
There is a new DNA test that tells individuals about what parts of the world they are part of. And whether you want to believe it or not, majority of the whites have anywhere from 10 to 30, 40% Africans in them, according to the DNA. According to the DNA.
And we're educating people to that fact now, sir, and that is so true. Go ahead.
And, you know, we just have to wake up. That race is dying out. The Caucasian race is dying out, and they always have been fearful of our people, you know, because of the knowledge. Every field there is, we out. Whether you want to believe it or not, there is a 14-year-old girl of color. She's an attorney. Our kids, and we don't hear too much about it, our kids are graduating from college and entering college at very early, young ages. I just read a month ago a 12-year-old boy entered one of the colleges. But we don't hear anything about that.
No, we don't. No, we don't. That's why I say we have such a, it's classically being inundated with the sense that we are nothing and that we don't achieve anything. I wanted to jump on the DNA because it's a microchondrial DNA that they use to test whether or not a crime has been committed by a particular person. And I have this DVD that she helped me to get together called The Real Eve, and it talks about the mitochondrial DNA that a Caucasian, well, not Caucasian, a Jewish woman was doing research in some other area, and by accident she found that the people who she was testing, they were people of different cultures and races, had all had the same mitochondrial DNA. And being a researcher, she went all the way back to find out that that mitochondrial DNA is found coming from the original African Kemet woman. Now, we talk about Lucy, which was the archaeological finding of the fossil of a female in Ethiopia. And there were many, and they aged them, and they were like the, and they could test, and that's why they state that we all, no matter what culture or race or ethnicity, originally came out of Africa. Use that terminology, quote around it. And the fact that the continents, what I learned in grammar school, in geography, all the land masses were together. They were connected together. If you ever look at a map and pay attention to the map of Africa, back in the 70s, they would always make Africa very small. But Africa is a large continent, large mass. And if you look at the curve of Africa and you look at South America, they fit together because you've got that circle in the back of Africa. Then you have South America with that roundness coming out. Those, look how that fits into the map. We need to pay attention. See, that's what they're really teaching people. As they should. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the United States is much smaller than Africa.
Yeah,
China, and numerous other. If you can fit maybe 3 or 4 United States into Africa, and still Africa is a little bit larger. But
yes,
they lie
is.
To us about everything, and
yes,
that's a shame. I did a show called This Is What the White Man Says, something like that.
Excuse me, Mr. Glover. When you're ready for the break, let me know. We got 6 minutes. Yes.
Well, let's do the first commercial, and then we continue the conversation. Grab bag, anybody that wants to punch in, got a question or statement, please feel free, 646-478-215, punch 1. Mr. Glover, we're going to take a commercial now. Thank you, sir. Hold tight.
3 o'clock in the morning, baby, you come dragging to my door. It ain't the time that bothers me. I just don't want to be bothered with you no more, you see. I'm tired of the things you say.
It is 3 o'clock in the morning somewhere, and life must move on. For time waits for no one, male or female. Once again, another great and pleasurable Saturday morning with our psychic advisor and spiritual counselor, Minister Cynthia M. Williams. Minister Williams started this blog talk radio show 3 years ago and has grown an unbelievable listening population global. That has shown love and been very grateful to the minister for ministering her positive, powerful thoughts. As the minister moves and lives in the flow of divine providence and experience the love and guidance of the Spirit, as she helps others to connect with those who have crossed over, plus one's angels and guides. Her goal is to help others realize the true beauty of their life and their unique place in this universe. As a psychic advisor and spiritual counselor, Minister Cynthia M. Williams offers her services as a holistic communicator, always searching for the appropriate way to get to the very bottom of things and successful positive solutions. She is your moderator and a translator of the energies. Helping people to enjoy their lives has always been an important passion for her, for she is a nurturer at heart. To make donations, ask questions about the show, both her counseling services at affordable fee, call Minister Cynthia M. Williams today at 312-802-4743. Once again, the number is 312-802-4743.
Thank you so very much, all of you. I appreciate you all, each and every one of you, my present ones. And as you live your individual lives in your families and as you move through your life, I want to let you know that as a psychic medium, what I have in me is to help you to understand who and what you are spiritually, that you are spirit, you are soul, and you're in the container of the physical body and to understand the life experiences. I'm going to tell you something. I don't care what culture, race, or ethnicity that you are. As human beings, as Mr. Glover has said, we are going through different trials and tribulations. I say to all of you, as a metaphysician, I study the creative mind, and that little theology which matches the gift that I came into the world with, that as human beings, we are all going through the same struggles of living on this planet called Earth. No matter what our culture, ethnicity, if we were to mingle with each other, if we were to be together, we would find that each and every one of us, we may speak different languages, but we're going through the struggle of being in this physical body, this container, as spirit souls on this particular planet called Earth. So understand that no matter who you are or what your ethnicity or race is, you're going through the same thing that someone else, like an Asian person versus a Caucasian person versus a person, people of color. All of us are people of color, to tell you the truth, but different variations on the theme. And one thing, I was listening to a gentleman by the name of Dr. Delbert Blair. I would hope to have him on the show. And he is someone that discusses the fact that the black hole is not a negative, but out of blackness you get all the colors. So that's another thing in this culture, in this world, where that dominant culture designates black as negative. And one of the things, like he said, if we really deal with it on a scientific basis, out of black comes all the colors of the rainbow. But our minds have been twisted to believe that black is negative because that's all the language that is used in the dominant culture, Caucasian culture, to make us feel that. I feel funny about what they call Black Friday. That's supposed to be a day when the corporate companies make the money, and they're in the black, which they say means that they have money, that they're not in the red. So, Mr. Glover, go right ahead, but we're on the same page. People of color, Caucasian, as you were sharing, more blacks or people of color live here in Chicago. What are the comments that you want to share, sir? Please, continue.
I understand what you were saying in return to the phrase black, but it's just like an elephant. You take an elephant and you chain the elephant when the elephant is a baby on up into adulthood or whatever they call it when an elephant grows older. You know, and you take the chain off, that elephant is going to stay in that spot because it's a mental type of situation. And I understand what you say about black as a color, which that man is right. But they use that term at very young age. We learn in the dictionary that black means evil. It's just like black Friday. The average person don't understand where they got that term from and why they use that term. They got that term back during the slavery days. The slave masters used to call Black Fridays, because that was the day they would sell and auction off black slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So since we all believe that we're black people, et cetera, and since black people spend trillions and trillions of dollars a year, more money than white folks during the course of the year,
mm-hmm.
they use the term black so it would relate to a specific race, the race who has the money. So it's a psychological warfare.
Interesting.
And I would curse out one of my kids if they call themselves black,
mm-hmm.
because we are not black people. You know,
well,
I would prefer for us to use the terminology Negro.
Go ahead. You say what
because,
now? What's the word that you would use? What's the word you would use?
Human beings or whatever you
human
want
being,
to term
beings.
Yourself. But the
mm-hmm.
thing is
mm-hmm.
we as a race allow, we've been niggers, we've been Negro,
mm-hmm.
we've been
mm-hmm.
colored people,
colored.
We've been,
mm-hmm.
yeah, whenever the white man
decided he was all of the negative terminologies, you're right.
It's back when we was
mm-hmm.
Negroes,
mm-hmm.
believe it or
mm-hmm.
not, every
mm-hmm.
Negro community had their own businesses. The people would go and the men would go out every day in suits. The women will dress up real nice every day. None of our race of people will go out in the streets looking bad. But the minute Jesse Jackson starts saying, I'm black and I'm proud, and we become black people, all the black businesses in the neighborhood disappeared, because all of a sudden, the same people who were shopping at these stores no longer trust us, because we was black people. We was not white people. White mean pure. Black mean evil. Black mean wrong. So it's a psychological thing which my people is not waking up. And then later on down the road, we become African Americans, which means that we are non-existent. We do not exist. In order to exist, you got to come from a country. We are Americans. We are not Africans. We are Americans. We are born here in America. The Germans that comes here are born here in America, and they don't call themselves German Americans. The Chinese don't call themselves Chinese Americans. Why do our people have to be African Americans?
Can I ask you a question, sir? You've gone through all that language piece, and you're correcting that. I also was with Lou Palmer. He's passed on. Very nationalistic about who and what we are. And he started using the term, we are, let me say, Africans in America. I think I remember him saying it like that. We are Africans in America.
We are not Africans in America.
Okay, let me dialogue with you for a minute, sir. And let me say this, too. When I think about that, as I share that with you, I remember he was trying to change the language of how we describe ourselves. You say human beings, but then I really think about in our conversations about the different countries that are in that landmass called Kemet, and I've heard them say Kemet. And also, I have a Nigerian nurse male who I find out from learning from him the different histories of how his groups are, even in Nigeria, the different communities, or what is the word, tribe, but the different communities and how they did fight against each other, but in the context of their community, say Fulani. Fulani was a language I learned from my Ghanaian friends. But even in their different groups, they did have a cohesiveness within their own groups. That's why many of us here in our country look at some of those who come from that landmass, like the Caribbean people and all of that, and how they managed to stick together. But see, they had not went through, those who do stick together like that, the process of slavery like we had went through over here in America, which I've heard was the worst kind of enslavement, because in Africa, Kemet, usually it was like servitude. If they did fight, then they incorporated that person into their community, the way the Native Americans did too. It's only the Caucasians that when they fought, they destroyed, in the history that we are familiar with, it was called genocide. So the Caucasians genocide the Native Americans, and they only kept us alive to use us to help build this country. When you go outside of America, see, that's why I have to move away from black-white issues. When you go outside of America and you go around the globe, so many have been going through the issue of genocide in the cultures and countries around the world. The Turkish were accused of genociding the Armenians. So then you have so many different, the Russians, when under Stalin, he genocided so many people, millions and millions. So it's not so much a black-white thing. I look at it on a deeper level. Why is it, for me, sir, I would like to pull this out of you, why is it that men, the testosterone men, have such a need for power and control over each other, and they will kill each other for this issue of territory, and we women become a part of it, therefore we need to make a change in how we deal with our boys? What do you think about that, sir?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, it has a lot to do with the main thing these dead white presidents printed on paper. Whoever's in control become rich. You know, there's a 2% of the Americans that are extremely wealthy make decisions for all of us. And it comes from greed. We live in a capitalistic society. And I mean, it's the same thing like men try to have power over women. You know, a man, when a woman gets married, automatically the woman changes her name to the male's last name, which means ownership. That was a European way of doing things. And that's wrong. I mean, why should a woman give up her own identity just because she's marrying some nigga or a white hunky? To me, that don't make no sense.
Okay, well,
I mean, people control us because we let us control.
Okay, do we have any other phone calls? Thank you, Mr. Goldberg, for your comments.
We don't have any other telephone. We have called the individual not pressing to be on the call.
I can't hardly hear you, Cliff. What are you saying?
The individual
we don't
does
have
not
any callers.
Yeah,
press
they don't
one,
want to talk.
I mean, don't be afraid now. Press 1 if you have a comment or a statement, because your thoughts, your words are just as important as anyone else. We're people that are living on this planet, and we have life experiences. And I want everyone to recognize, no matter where you are in the world, that you are important, that your life and your thoughts and words are valuable in creating a better environment all around the globe. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, your family is the beginning. That's how you came into the world, through your mother's womb, and you're in what they call family structures. So I know many of you are struggling with different issues. That's why I'm here, to help you, to lift you up to another reality in your life. I'm a metaphysical teacher and counselor, and I give what they call psychic readings, and that comes from the gift I have from the universe, because we are spirit souls in the physical body. So no matter, as I said, your ethnicity, your culture, your quote-unquote race, your voices are important. Your thoughts are important. You have something to contribute to this world just where you stand. You are valuable. So call, punch 1. And if you have any questions, comments, or statements, if you want a quick reading, I can do that for you. Do we have anyone right now? Punch 1 now. I know you're listening, and thank you for following the show and being a part of the Minister Cynthia Marie Williams Blog Talk Radio Show. But call in. Let me know how you feel. I have a phone number, 312-802-4743. 312-802-4743. You can look me up on the blog. And so they have archive shows. You guys can look me up that way. I've had some fantastic guests and will continue to. I want you to know that I have this gift and ability, and I'm able to guide you and make you aware of what the creative energy is saying for your life. Call me, 312-802-4743. Look me up on Facebook. You can Google me, YouTube, Facebook, and you can find out more about me, because Mr. Glover has been a fantastic supporter from the beginning of the blog. He has set me up on social networking. So Google me, Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, and you can archive the show through blogtalkradio.com, Minister Cynthia Marie Williams. We've had some fantastic guests on, and we'll continue. You can be a guest. Don't think everybody's got to be all of that. You are important. So call in, 646-478-0215, punch 1. You are important, punch 1. And call me, 312-802-4743. Mr. Glover, I know you're saying that we're human beings, which we are. But what I share is that we're more than just the physical. We're a spirit, which is the energy of the universe. We're a soul, which is the ego personality. And in my metaphysical and understanding of the divine expression of all of us, we are souls that have reincarnated. That's a whole nother show. But that which makes you who you are, Mr. Glover, which makes me who I am, beyond the physical, beyond the ethnicity, culture, and race, we are energy, and we all come from the divine, from the creative process of the universe. And I could talk about that if I had so time to do that, because we look at the scientists and they look at the Big Bang theory, that the universe was created at the Big Bang. But there are different levels to that. But one day I hope to be able to elaborate on a spiritual way what that's all about, too. I'm looking for my LGBT community to call in. If you're transgender, bisexual, gay, call in. We can talk about that, and I can spiritually share with you what that's all about. We'll probably do a show, and I hope to get some people up from that community to call in, because it's more than I feel like a man inside of a woman's body or vice versa. What is that all about? I can help and share that with you. But you need to call in 646-478-0215 and punch 1. Mr. Glover, did you want to elaborate on something else, please? We're getting close to the end of the show.
No, I think I said too much.
No, you said a lot. But it's something to think about.
I mean,
you said we're human beings, and I was trying to find a way of saying people of color, but to designate who we are, that's interesting. As Africans who come from that continent, I put that quote around the word African, we come from different areas. So we've got to be careful, like you said, because even the areas in that landmass, even the name is Caucasian-dominated name. The parts of that continent were called what they were by the colonial powers, which was the French, the British, the Portuguese, the Dutch. I mean, so many, the Germans, they designated the different sections of that landmass with certain names. Now, I'm going to talk to my Nigerian nurse, and I'm going to talk to him about that, too. You know, what he thinks about that. He knows some things about the history of the country, that women, there were women who were what they call warriors, and they fought the French. And the story I heard, I don't know if you told me, because you know quite a bit of history, the story I heard was that these women warriors, when they fought against the French, did they lay down their arms? That was one story. And then the other story was that, and this is the drama of back when people were very more violent towards one another, the women were dead with the French and cut their throats. And these were warriors, women warriors in that land that we call Africa. They were very strong. So that's another story that they don't talk about. The women who stood strong in the area over in that landmass who were warriors, not that I'm going to cut nobody's throat, but they talk about that. I've heard that story. There's a lot of stories that we hear that we hear them and we don't hear them. And whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, there's stories about who we are as an ancestry from that landmass, that we were strong. The women were strong in the different areas. They were warriors. I've never heard of women warriors. Someone shared that with me. But see, that's how the divine for me teaches me. I learn things from the divine through other people. So we are what? Human beings, people of color, and we dominate in the population, you say, in Chicago. And the tragedy of that 17-year-old boy is part of many killings that have been done here in Chicago, many hurtful things that have been done that we have been aware of, those of us who live here. And yes, they do need to clean out the whole place. Mayor, superintendent, and Alvarez should have been gone a long time ago. So there's a cleaning and purifying that needs to take place. Will it happen? I pray that it will, but I know we have the activists down there. As you say, Black Friday is about slaves being auctioned off on a Friday, the original theme. See, isn't that fantastic? You just told us something, that ugly history, and something that really we did.